We take a brief moment to recite some of the Tefillah. I know he was a very beloved brother from the Southern California community, as well as everybody who I met here in Mexico. Please take a minute to recite some of the Tefillah for the Tefillah. So next up, our poet. She's originally from New York. You can tell by her accent, she's up there, and I'll know exactly what I mean. She recently moved to Los Angeles, and she actually is a teacher. You'll notice that actually we're going to have about 3 or 4 different teachers today that are going to be presenting the poetry. So they have a way of inspiring our children, not only with the education they provide, but also with their beautiful poetry that you'll be hearing tonight. Please welcome Sister Masuma Hayyuri.
Up on this poem that I'm about to recite, that inshallah by no means do I need to offend anyone or to offend our Shia communities, realizing the value of Azadari and realizing how important it is to continue it. So I hope that this poem, which is titled 1001 Tears, is a poem where we're reminded that we shed 1,001 tears for all the suffering that happened in Karbala. Yet, does our mourning transform our lives and character? With 1,001 tears, I cry for you, Ali Akbar. In your youth, you sacrificed your life with tremendous fervor. Yet when there exist so many muchless books and lectures to learn from, do I sacrifice time? Never. With 1,001 tears, I cry for you, Ali Asghar. You were so thirsty and pure, but I can't finish my meal and drink. It's so easy for me to trash it without God's fear. With 1,001 tears, I can't bear hearing another muchness about my Lady Zainab's hijab at the tyrant's store. However, I remain scared as to what people will think if I wear hijab to work. It may be best to just leave it at the door. With 1,001 tears, I come to every muchness dressed in black, but to the adhan's call, I turn my back. With 1,001 tears, I recall the bravery of Hazrat Abbas. His unfaltering loyalty was to the end. Only if I had the courage to proudly bear my Muslim identity, but society is more important, I wouldn't want to offend. With 1,001 tears, I admire Imam Hussein's forgiveness when Hazrat Hur decided to change sides. But still, I hold a grudge against that Momina who wouldn't give me home any rides. With 1,001 tears, on the day of Ashura, Imam Hussein alayhi salam was surrounded by his enemies without help and a dry tongue he fought to the last. But aside from Ramadan, when I know there are certain mustahab days, I choose not to fast. With 1,001 tears, my eyes swell while the speaker describes Hazrat Qasim's body being trampled under horses. Yet, in today's time, I continue to remain silent, witnessing world oppression by brutal forces. With 1,001 tears, I can't imagine what condition Imam Zain al-Abidin and his son faced under a high fever and wrapped up in chains. But what does Fatima Zahra alayhi salam think, knowing my hands are free to pray, yet I didn't? What a shame, and how much for her it means. With 1,001 tears, I lament as Safina is overcoming grief by the death of her father. But extending respect or assistance to my elderly, do I even bother? When 1,001 tears in shock, I wonder how Imam Hussein and Islam's followers in Kufa could so easily betray. But wait, am I among those with hypocrisy call themselves Shias and attend Azadari, but in implementing knowledge into action I astray? With 1,001 tears, Fatima Sugra awaits in Medina, only to learn that the Prophet's household has been destructed. Engulfed in sadness, she must have reacted. But as I wait for our Imam, how much do I yearn for his return? Yet time and time again, I am distracted. With 1,001 tears, all the while grateful to Allah, our babies are dragged, whipped, and slapped in the streets of Kufa and Sham. But after hearing the last majlis of Sham and Ghariba, peacefully I hop into my bed. And when Fajr comes, I snooze my alarm. Why get up when I can relax so calm? With 1,001 tears, Bibi Zainab visits the grave of her mother. And with tears in her eyes, she exclaims, my mother, look at what has happened to my house. With 1,001 tears, Imam Zamana remains in hiding and says, oh my Shias, what has happened to your Iman? So there's this second poem that I wrote recently, and apologize in advance if it's a little rusty, because I was trying to stick to the theme, which is justice and how justice speaks. This poem is called Allahu Akbar. Sorry, if I get one more syllable. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. A baby enters the passage of dunya with the father reciting adhan in its ears. In Palestine, a baby enters the passage of dunya with bombs exploding next to its ears. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Life, you see, I thought was meant to be a journey full of opportunity for us, a chance to succeed, be happy without any fuss. But life, you see, isn't this for a Palestinian child. It's a journey of survival, like a prey in the wild. Outside past curfew in your own home, and Israeli soldiers are hunting for you, starting to roam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Another child is born in a world of tyranny. Beginnings are supposed to be exciting, oh, the ironies. Death, you see, for many of us, is an eye-opener, a rare occurrence, a reality check, returning to our owner. Death for a Palestinian is part of a daily routine. Another life lost, just another burial to arrange, from elderly to teen. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Another baby enters the world, adhan performs in its ear. Should it have to enter the world with fear? Should its parents wonder if its death is already near? A mother's prayer is for its child to be at peace, knowing this world we live in is at least an appease. But today, one can't guarantee life for a daughter, son, nephew, or niece. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Whether born in the Middle East or America, you see, rampant is oppression and resistance is the key. From Ferguson gunshots aimed at African Americans to continuous bloodshed since the Native Americans. Can't these people see God is just? Their souls are filled with so much rust. Killing is in their second nature. Life is just like a game to them, like a wager. We have seen injustices from the Prophet's time, oppressors selling their souls for a dime. The Quran reminds the ignorant ones of Arabia, a female buried who asked, for what sin was I murdered? The children of Hussein asked, for what crimes were our bodies trampled and our women tortured? We are reminded to recite, Inna Lillahi me wa inna ilayhi raji'un would ever we lose something. If this is the case, we must be repeating this phrase, for we have lost our humanity. Has mankind surrendered to this insanity? Malcolm X once reminded us that truth is on the side of the oppressed. But Baba asked the child to his father, if this is the case, why can't people open their eyes and see we are among the truthful ones? Why are we suppressed? My dear child, this truth has been carried on year after year from Fatima Zahra's sons, each martyred for their message and struggle to guide, yet mankind continue to choose the wrong side. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Another child born, and yet another child dies. Ya Mahdi, caught in this world, we are in a web of lies. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The Adhan is recited when I am born. It is also recited at my death as my friends mourn. My soul plant from its body torn. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The Adhan is recited at Namaz in Maya. My body carried in a coffin, lying next to hundreds of others in a graveyard, I return to my Creator, my merciful Lord. One last wish I make, that if Imam Mahdi comes, from my grave I should awake, striving for justice for Allah's sake. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, God is great. No matter what, and no matter how much hate, God is great. Victory is our fate. God is great. For you, Imam Mahdi, we eagerly await. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Dead black man, probably a criminal.
speak. We raise fists for freedom from Pakistan to Palestine, Maryland to Mississippi. All we saw was black pride, except tear gas burns and blinds all eyes. Hashtag Muslim lives never matter more than black lives. We live in America, where at least we are free. So that's not a free for all, since all were never free. It's the biggest white lie believed by some until they die. God bless the USA, founded by 7 white men, but built on the shoulders of 10 million black men. Not white men, 5/8 to be precise. Simplify that to 0.625, all the more likely to be brutalized, and we don't stand up. Remnants of racism remain, which can never refrain so long as things like Southern pride grow strong and are not seen for what they mean. And we, Muslims, watch it all happen. In the midst of a deep wound, black blood runs red in the street, and we still don't leap to our feet to help, to stand, to prove. At some point, you gotta realize it's not about you, it's about us. We, the whole of American society, the whole of humanity, the coming of the Mahdi who's not coming nowhere so long as we don't stand up. Salawat.
Sure you don't have another one to present? Salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Next up, we have a brother from Florida. This is going to be his first time. Inshallah, he plans. He's been writing for a while, but today's going to be the first day he's going to be presenting. So inshallah, let's make him feel welcome. Please welcome Brother Murtaza Ali.
We live in a broken generation, which gives me a horrible sensation. All around us, people calling for aid, while we stay at our homes worrying how much we get paid. Instead of finding unity to break down the devil's walls, we continue to quarrel amongst ourselves, ensuring our religion continues to fall. We draw imaginary lines throughout our faith, saying, oh, you're from a different sect, so surely you deserve hate. The longer we avenge people using a made-up wrath, the farther we shall stray from a righteous path. Free, free Palestine, we say in our minds, while we keep blaming each other for a million-year-old crimes. Allah Jal, we call each day, while at the same time we give our lives for this dunya, and further we stray. Until Muslims come together and help each other, Islam, our faith, will continue to suffer. We live in the 21st century, surrounded by modern technology, yet still with the entire world at the tip of our fingers, our lack of information and knowledge still lingers. Muslims were given the Holy Quran many generations ago, yet they still only read it as fancy letters. When asked the meaning, they say, I don't know. Until when shall we be blind to the truth around us? When will it finally be that our religion is what we like to discuss? The children of today have started to forget the language of the past, and when their parents try to teach it to them, it is to modernization they hold fast. Instead of working hard and making our own mark, we like to take advantage of others' works and thus stay in the dark. And then as this trial goes on and our time starts counting down, we all think that we lived in a better town, In the end, there's only one thing wrong with this generation, and that is that it was lost in translation.